Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Big Block Construction Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Ventura Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to point out this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I would now like to hand the conference over to Naman from Ventura Securities. Thank you, and over to you, Naman.
Thank you. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Ventura Securities, I welcome you all to the Big Block Construction Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. The company is today represented by Mr. Mohit Sabu, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Manish Sabu, Head of Marketing and Strategy. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Mohit Sabu for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to Big Block Construction earnings conference call for the first quarter of the financial year 2026. I'll take you through our financial and operational performance for the quarter, along with some key updates on our ongoing initiatives. For Q1 FY26, Big Block Construction reported consolidated revenue from operations of rupees 564 million, an increase of 9.3% compared to the same quarter last year. The growth was driven by higher sales volumes, which rose by 25.3% year-on-year to 167,835 cubic meters. This volume increase was partially offset by lower average realizations during the quarter. Sequentially, volumes were lower by 4.3%, reflecting seasonal moderation following the festive period, the onset of monsoons, and continued slowdown in the real estate sector, as well as labor availability, which remains a key demand driver for our products. On the profitability front, gross profit was rupees 304 million with a margin of 53.9%. EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 13 million with a margin of 2.3%. The decline in margins compared to the previous year was mainly due to softer pricing, lower capacity utilization, and seasonal demand patterns. Consolidated capacity utilization for the quarter was 53%, with utilization of Star Big Block building material at 62%, Big Block building elements at 58%, and Siam Cement Big Block Construction Technologies at 36%. On the operational side, AAC wall panel production continues to scale up, and we are in the process of securing the remaining product certifications, which will further enable adoptions across a wider set of projects. Additionally, we are seeing an uptick in demand in the current period and expect utilization levels to improve from Q2 FY26 as construction activity picks up post-monsoon. In line with our product diversification strategy, we remain on track to commence manufacturing of construction chemicals at our Umbergaon facility shortly. This will expand our product portfolio and allow us to cater to a broader segment of the building materials market. From a sustainability perspective, the contribution of renewable energy to our total power requirements has increased to 26% from 22% in the previous quarter. This reflects our continued efforts to integrate clean energy into our operations and reduce our carbon footprint. Going ahead, our focus remains on improving capacity utilization, accelerating market penetration for AAC wall panels, and bringing new product lines to the market. With the expected recovery in construction activity, we are confident of delivering improved performance in the coming quarters. With that, I conclude my remarks, and now we can open the floor for questions and answers.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one on your telephone keypad to ask your question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from Srijan Kaushik, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity, Manish. First of all, I must appreciate the fact that our management has the courage to conduct the call every quarter despite not so great numbers. So on that note, my first question would be regarding the current capital structure of our company. In the earlier call, you said that debt to equity ratio in the range of 1:1 to 1.5 is the number we are quite comfortable with. So, and as our capacity utilization keeps on increasing, our debt level will keep on going down. So, but the number says that neither our capacity utilization is increasing nor the margins. Of course, due to macros like monsoon, which are generally issues. But we can see that the financial leverage we hold right now is working against us each passing quarter. So, do you still intend not to make any changes in the current capital structure going forward, given the current situation, and whether our further capex will be financed via taking on more debt?
So coming down to your question about the capacity utilization, so if we compare year on year, we have seen a 25% increase in our capacity utilizations. And since this quarter, Q1 is generally a little bit slower, and we saw an early onset of monsoon for this financial year, looking at that, the capacity utilization has been good, and in the running quarter, Q2 also, the capacity utilization has been better off than what it was in the previous quarter. So, as we mentioned, that we are looking at achieving optimum capacity utilization going ahead on a quarter-on-quarter basis. That's what the target is. And once the capacity utilization keeps on improving, the margins should also flow in, and whatever losses have been incurred, that should also be settled off. Coming down to your second query about our debt equity ratio and our expansions. So for the expansions, the land is already procured at MP, and we have gotten the necessary conversions or government permissions done, whether it comes to the pollution control board or the conversion of land from NA to industrial purpose. All that is for completed. And hopefully soon we'll be starting work at that site as well. And the debt equity ratio should be comfortable going ahead as the performance of the company also improves.
Okay. So, and any update on our expansion in southern India and the financing instrument for the same?
So, in southern India, we are still contemplating the same. We are looking for the land for the same. And any updates on that will be communicated as and when something is finalized. I did not get your second question.
The financing instrument for, the land acquisition and for the capex. Whether it will be via taking on more debt or, some FPO or something.
So once we have the suitable opportunity of land in southern India, we will communicate the same accordingly.
Okay, sure. So my next question is regarding our, can I ask one more question?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So my next question is regarding our current order book and the revenue outlook for the coming two quarters.
So order book has started improving from the end of mid-June or end of June. And we are seeing better order inflows on a daily basis. The order book generally in this industry does not run for a very long period of time. Generally, it's around 5 to 7 days. At the max, and when there's a slowdown, it goes down to 2 to 3 days because it's a bulky product and the site, the space available at the construction site is also quite limited looking at that constraints. Coming now, can you get on your second question again regarding the order book?
Yeah, revenue outlook for coming two quarters.
So as we saw that this year also, in spite of, we've seen the increase in turnover with 35% increase in volumes. In this quarter, again, we'll see further increase in volumes. And we intend to reach 70%+ capacity utilization in the next couple of quarters.
Okay. Thank you. I'll wait in the queue for, I have a couple of more questions, but I'll ask it later. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Panish, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Thanks for taking up my question. I have three questions basically. One, although the volumes increased in Q1, why did the realizations fall? Like, are we aware as to what is the reason behind the fall in realization? That is one. Second is, I also wanted to understand as to what is the sales that we generated from the ASC wall panels and construction chemicals. Third is, in one of the previous con calls, you guys had highlighted that the aim is to double revenues over the next 2 years. So wanted to understand if that guidance remains intact. So these are my three questions.
So coming down to your first question of why the realizations have gone down, because of a little bit of a slowdown in the real estate sector in Q1, as well as an increase in competition, there has been a little bit hit on the realizations. And that's the reason that the volumes have gone up, but the realizations have decreased a little bit. Coming down to your second question, can you repeat the second question once again, please? Sorry.
Yeah, the AAC wall panel revenue and construction chemicals revenue, because I don't see revenue, any mention of that.
So the revenue from construction chemicals is approximately around 10-12%, and the revenue from AAC wall panels is approximately at around 3-4%, and this has been increasing on a month-on-month basis as we are taking more and more orders and seeing more penetration of AC panels across India. We have clicked some projects in various different cities, the likes of Delhi, Jaipur, Surat, Bombay, Ahmedabad, some in southern India like Chennai, etc.
Mm-hmm. So similar to how you've shown what you say breakup in the PPT, right, on the AC block, can we show it for the AC wall panels and construction chemicals also? Because that would give us at least a rough idea from a shareholder perspective as to what is the volumes that the other two segments generate.
Surely, we'll start doing that from the next quarter.
Yeah. My third question was on the guidance. So, I think in the Feb 2025 call, you guys had highlighted that the target was to double revenues over the next 2 years. So, is that guidance intact?
Yes, we are still in the thought process of doubling our revenues for the next 2 to 3 years, because expansion has been a little bit delayed because of a little bit of slowdown in the industry. But yes, in the next 2 to 3 years, they are looking at doubling our revenues.
Okay. All right. I have a couple of more questions. Maybe I'll join back the queue and then wait for the other participants to raise their questions.
Sure.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Navneet, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir. Navneet, sir, please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Yeah, hi. So my question is, the company capacity utilization was reported around 53%. So what are the reasons behind that, and what steps are being taken to improve it?
So the capacity utilization for Q1 has been around 53%. Q1 is generally marred by labor shortages at the factories as well as at the construction sites. And that's the reason that the capacity utilization is much lower. We are seeing better capacity utilization in Q2, which has gone up to almost approximately 60% in July month. And our intention is to make the capacity utilization reach 70-80% over the next couple of quarters. Thirdly, what other steps are being taken? We are trying to increase our market share and penetrate more in different markets. And the capacity utilization has been majorly lower for the panel division, where since it's a new product and the adaptation is taking time.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have a follow-up question from Manish. Please go ahead, sir.
So my other two questions are, now, one, when does the company expect to be profitable? Because I understand that the interest charges, right, are on the higher side because of the high debt in the books. And second is, the depreciation is also high when we compare it with the previous quarter. So the performance has not been that great if we look at it from the last 3 quarters, right? So when do we expect to start making profits once again? So that's my first question. And second is, I also wanted to understand as to how is the price difference currently between the traditional bricks versus the AAC blocks? Is the pricing difference the same versus the previous year, or has it changed dramatically? I'm asking this question because you talked about the realization being low, right? So if you can give an update on that.
So coming down to your first question about when will the company get into profit, so our intention and target is to firstly reach optimum capacity utilization, which will make us reach on a profitability mode faster. The last 2 quarters have been at least slow for the entire real estate sector as well as for the building materials industry. And hopefully in this quarter or by next quarter, we should be again in the green profitability zone. Coming down to your next question about the pricing of AC block versus red bricks. So approximately the pricing of AC blocks is in the range of almost 3200 to 3500 rupees a cubic meter right now across the geographies where we operate. And the pricing of red bricks is in the range of almost 4000 to 4500 rupees a cubic meter. So still AC blocks are almost 15-20% cheaper as compared to red bricks. And they are still seeing increased market share as compared to red bricks on a quarter-on-quarter basis.
So, can you please give a flavor if the pricing was similar when we compare it say, with Q1 last year?
So, as compared to Q1 of last year, the pricing
between red bricks and the AAC blocks.
So pricing of AAC blocks have gone down by almost 8 to 10% as compared to Q1 of last year, and I think there might have been a similar decrease in the pricing of red bricks as well. Since it's an unorganized market and transportation plays a very big role in the red bricks industry, so across regions it's not a fixed pricing model.
Mm-hmm. All right, understood. And one final question, if I can please that in. When you talk about your capacity, right, is it fungible? As in, you have three products, which is AAC blocks, the construction chemicals, and AAC walls. So, is it fungible or is it not fungible? I wanted to understand that as well.
So, we have a total of four manufacturing setups. The Vada facility, the Umargaon facility, and one facility near Ahmedabad at Kheda. These three are completely for AC blocks, and one facility near Ahmedabad, which is a joint venture with Siam Cement Group from Thailand, that is a fungible capacity in which we can manufacture AC blocks as well as panels, and the installed capacity of that particular facility is around 250,000 cubic meters per annum. Coming now to the construction chemicals, so far, April Q1 of FY26, we have been just doing trading of construction chemicals, which includes block jointing, mortar, and ready mix plaster. And we are in the process of installing the plant, which is almost on the verge of completion, and hopefully shortly we'll be starting commercial productions there, and for which will be for manufacturing of three different chemicals, mainly for block jointing mortar, ready mix plaster, as well as tile adhesives is one new product which we'll be introducing.
And at what percentage of capacity utilization do we expect profitability to come back into our accounts?
So approximately around 60 to 65% we should be able to come to profits. And the margin realization in the panel division is far better as compared to AAC blocks division. So as and how the acceptability in panel sales grow, that should also help us to get to profitability portion much faster.
And so, again, coming back to one of my previous questions, wherein you talked about doubling revenues over the next 2 to 3 years, so which means if we entered FY25 somewhere around 225, 230 crores of sales, so if I take approximate number of, say, 450 crores to 500 crores, what do we think the contribution of construction chemicals and AAC wall panels will be to the revenues 2 years from now on?
So in doubling the revenue from the 225 to 250 crores to 550-500 crores, the share of AAC wall panels and AAC construction chemicals should be 15% to 20% each, and almost 60% should be from AAC blocks.
And how about the margins for all the three segments? How will that look like?
So currently the margins for blocks have squeezed a little bit, but construction chemicals and panels, the margins have continued to be almost the same. And going ahead, we see better realizations in margins for block industry as well. And hopefully soon we should be able to reach that anywhere between 15% to 18% EBITDA margins in the 2 quarters, more or less.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We have a follow-up question from Mr. Sijan Kaushik. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. My next question is regarding the marketing of AAC block, right? So are we putting significant effort educating people regarding AAC blocks versus this red tier bit, because it requires a complete shift in the mindset to trust something which looks perfect on paper, but people lack confidence from within when committing it to in reality. So can you put some light on that?
Yes, we are trying to increase the conversion from red bricks to AC blocks, and we are so majorly in, you know, the metro cities, tier 1 or tier 2 cities, they have majorly shifted to AC blocks from red bricks. But the tier 3 or the small towns or villages, where penetration of red bricks is still quite high. And we have our sales team appointed in those networks, and we are trying to do some campaigns also for conversion of those customers from red bricks to AC blocks, and we have seen a little bit of success there. Secondly, we have been doing some white labeling for brands like Ambuja, who are getting blocks manufactured in our name, and because of their retail networks, we are supplying blocks to these small towns and villages through them, so that the market availability and acceptability of this product improves.
Okay. Thank you. So my next question will be on the technical front. I have read somewhere that AC blocks face drying shrinkage, right?
Yes.
So what's our customer feedback on the same?
So the product is governed by IS norms, and these drying shrinkages, whatever are being faced, these are whatever people are using AC blocks today, they are well aware about the characteristics of the product, and there are no challenges with regards to the use of the product. And this product has been used in the industry over the last 3 decades, and there have been various buildings which have been installed and are still constructed and are still running, which have been made using AC blocks. There are no challenges or issues relating to the usage of the product.
Okay, so our customers are fully satisfied and no complaints whatsoever till now?
No, we don't have any customer complaints or challenges with regards to the product
quality,
etc.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And my last question is that are we considering other, do we have other diversification plans on product profile in the future, like in other construction materials apart from additive chemicals like putty or paint or something like that?
So currently we don't have any other product diversification plans on hand for the short term. But yes, over the longer term, the vision is to make Big Block Construction Limited a building material company instead of just an AC block or AC panel company.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Manish.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question once again from Mr. Manish. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. My question is, why would it be difficult to, say, push sales of AC blocks versus red bricks if the prices of AC blocks are low in comparison? And second is, did we realize any sales from carbon credits?
So regarding your first question, regarding the conversion from red bricks to AC blocks, so red bricks is a product which has been running since generation, maybe since 50-100 years. And it's just that the end customer who is using red bricks today is content and happy using it, and there's just a resistance to change. That is the reason that we are doing job work for people like Gujarat Ambuja, and also trying to create brochure or pamphlets explaining them about the advantages of AC blocks as compared to the red bricks, whether it comes to cost, whether it comes to the thermal conductivity, or also it comes to the more carpet area that the person gets. So this is how we are trying to create that awareness. And slowly and gradually, that's where we have seen returns as well. So the share of the product in the walling material was around 3%, which has gone up to almost 10% over the last decade. And I feel over the next decade, this 10% should go up to almost 30-40%. Coming down to your question about carbon credits, so yes, in the running quarter, there's been no realization of carbon credits.
So when do we expect sale from carbon credits? Because I know the company has been talking about potential revenue recognition from carbon credits. Do we have any timeline for it? And like, what could that number look like?
So we have some carbon credits in stock on our books, but regarding when we'll realize revenue for the same, we are in talks, but carbon markets are currently not performing excellently well because of the global trade scenario, etc. Once these things settle down and we see an uptick in the carbon pricing market, we will try and realize the same as well.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. So there are no further questions. Now I hand over the floor to Mr. Mohit Sabu for closing comments.
Thank you all for taking the time to join us today and for your continued interest in Big Block Construction Limited. As we continue to navigate opportunities ahead, we remain committed to delivering consistent growth and value in the coming quarters. As always, if you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations advisors, Churchgate Partners, and we'll be happy to address your queries. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call for today. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day.